played, you know, obviously behind the linebackers, and there's been a lot of, you know, mixing and matching there. Just what have you seen from that position?
Really just a lot of guys that love ball, like Jake Clifton playing Mike, Sam, and Will. Dez playing a lot of snaps at Sam, Austin Moore, Austin Romaine, Bo Palmer coming in. Like, just guys who just love ball and are willing to lay it down for their brother. So I'm really proud of them.
How impressive is it to see Clifton play all three linebacker spots today?
It's amazing. Jake is a really smart kid, and he's an overachiever, very athletic. So, I'm not surprised that he can do it all, and he does it as a at a high level.
You mentioned pass rush. How key has that been to you guys in coverage in the back end?
Man, it's helped us a lot, especially today, just getting that quarterback off his timing with the receivers, having Khalid, Duke, Mott, Brennan, and Nate Matt, like all those guys are from Uso, just terrorizing that quarterback in the O-line.
Smith, less than 100 yards passing. How much does that impress you guys?
It's really amazing because I remember last year at Tech, he was a really good quarterback, mobile, and could throw a good deep ball and accurate mid ball. So, yeah, it's amazing.
How much confidence is the defense playing with right now?
I feel like we got a lot of confidence, but it's really just our trust within one another that we're going to be there in the right spots like we say we are, and that we're going to see our fits and hit our keys.
You guys have given up just 3 points in the last 9 quarters. What's been the change for you guys?
Really just our attitude, just the mind on ball mentality. Like, we don't want to play just a perfect game, but we just want to dominate each play and each rep. And if that leads up to that, then so be it. But if not, then we just want to know that we left everything out there for each other.
How much fun is this group having?
We're having a lot of fun on defense. I know offense is having a lot of fun scoring a lot too. But just being out there, just playing for one another. Like Deuce Green always says, whenever we have our captains being, just lay it out for your brother. Like, it's a mindset. No matter how hard you're hurting, how bad you feel, just lay it out there for your brother.
How to feel to play good enough to be able to empty out your bench today?
Man, it feels amazing getting those young guy reps. I mean, just being able for them to see pitchers, because they're the future of K-State, so just being able for them to see pitchers and live reps against conference play and a really good team like Houston is major.
Obviously, you know, you're from Texas. You're 2-0 so far against Texas teams. You get another Texas team next week. What is it kind of like going against those teams? And you get a little more amped up for it?
Oh, yeah, because I've reached out to a lot of those teams when I was in junior college just to get maybe a look here and there, and none of them responded back to me, which is good. And so, yeah, like you said, it's just a little bit more chip on my shoulder, but, I mean, it's conference play, so I'm fired up regardless, just ready to get a win and be 1-0 every week.
You've seen a young linebacker in core grow up kind of in front of you there. How cool has that been over the last few games especially?
Man, it's amazing because all those young guys come in and you don't even recognize, like, you don't even know who's in or off. I mean, you can see their number, but it doesn't matter because they're all playing hard, relentless, and fast football, and that's what I'm really proud of. Coach Sander does an amazing job of getting on to them every day at practice and just driving that into their head. But, no, I'm really proud of that young linebacker corps.